We present Say It with Flowers by Kevin Wong. With Benedict Wong as Tommy and Bert Kwok as Paul the Florist.
Off tonight. Just my little joker. And this is the song that Millie requested for her man.
Te quiero.
For all you lovers out there,
te amo.
It's Valentine's Day. And for those of you who aren't in love with anybody,
yeah,
for goodness sake, get someone, your next door neighbor, that girl down the road with the year-round tan, because you don't know what you're missing.
我爱你.
What's that?
I love you.
No, what language?
Mandarin.
I thought you only spoke Cantonese.
Only on Sundays.
What's this?
Honey Nut Loops or Crunchy Nut Cornflakes.
Pardon?
A Cocoa Pops or a croissant.
Tommy, what are you doing?
Go on, it's breakfast. Most important meal of the day.
But I don't eat breakfast.
Look, it's Valentine's Day, right? So I'm doing a Valentine's kind of thing. Love all alike, no season knows, no climb.
What?
John Donne, 16th and 17th century metaphysical poet. He's a churchman and a preacher.
Tommy!
You noticed how the crunchy nuts always get stuck to your teeth? Especially the big ones at the back. Buggers, aren't they? Every time. Do you like some?
No, thanks. Tommy!
Go on.
Tommy!
This is for you.
What?
Go on, you can open it.
What is it?
Go on, it's not going to cost you nothing. I mean, if someone gave me a present, I'd open it. I would.
Oh, all right. Bruce Lee, the Hong Kong years, collected video.
I spent weeks looking for that. As soon as I saw it, I knew this is what you'd want. I thought about getting you that bracelet you said you liked, but in the end, I opted for timeless originality rather than flashing the pan elegance.
Thanks.
Do you know they're showing The Big Boss next week? It's like the director's cut.
When?
Next Wednesday. It's got all the outtakes in there.
What, illuminating the pain and passion that Bruce put into his art?
That's the stuff. Mm. And there's going to be a lecturer on it. Let's see, I've got it here. The Contemporary Semiotics of Orientalism, Focusing on the Little Man Against the World Archetype, as Exemplified by Bruce.
Oh, you surprised me.
Yeah? So, do you want to go?
I can't.
Why not?
Tommy... It's too late.
No, it's not. It's a state of mind.
Pardon?
Time. It's an artificial construct. Don't count the time lost.
Tommy.
Robert Browning, 1812,
1889.
Tommy. Yeah?
I've been trying to tell you this for so long now, and you're just not...
You're pregnant, aren't you?
I'm leaving.
Is that the time? I'm going to be late myself.
No, I'm leaving. See, this is my bag. These are my clothes. I'm leaving you. That's it.
Just taking them down the Oxfam shop, right?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing?
I'm taking my George Michael CDs.
Now, that is crap. It's got no depth, no heart, no passion. It's shampooed, blow-dried, desiccated soul light.
Tommy, I like
it. I ask you, who would go out and buy a whole CD of this rubbish?
I would. I'm leaving.
Julie, just hang on a minute. Oh, sod it. Julie! Yeah.
Hi, happy Valentine's Day.
Mabel.
Hey, Auntie to you.
Hi, Auntie.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue or what?
Can you stand on a minute? Julie! Julie!
Open the door.
Julie! I've forgotten your videos.
Tommy!
Hello?
There you are. I thought you'd dropped dead. Don't panic. I'm only calling because I need a big favour.
Yeah?
Busy tonight. It's only a song, right? He's out tonight. He's proposing to Sandra. It's Valentine's and everything.
And to Mabel, I've got to go. I'm going to be late for work.
I could really do with some help in the chippy.
I can't.
Why not?
Because, look, I've got to go.
Ring me later.
All right.
Hello, Pauline's the florist you can trust. Paul speaking. Let me just check that for you, Mr. Rimmer. A dozen red roses at 9:30 on the dot. We've got it all in hand. Our delivery man's just come in. Bye, Mr. Rimmer. Tommy, where the hell have you been, mate? You should have started deliveries half an hour ago. We've got a busy day.
Paul, has Julie rung?
Julie? Hello, Pauline's the florist you can trust. A dozen red, yep, we can certainly deliver, madam. 24 Paradise Street. Done. Thank you.
Well, has she?
No. Why?
Oh, nothing.
Look, just give us a hand packing this lot, will you?
Okay.
Now, this one's for McGivern. That's 44 Bell Street. Here's a love heart for Norma at 82 Crossroads. A single red. Now, that's for Davis on Palatine. Don't forget that one. He's got to have it before 11. Tommy, are you listening?
What?
Look, before you go, there's something I've got to tell you. Look, mate, I don't know how to tell you this, but the...
You're pregnant.
What? Don't be daft. Look, don't take this the wrong way, right?
You're Joan's pregnant.
No one's pregnant, all right? Now, you know I've told you about the wife and her being dead pally with her cousin. Well, anyway, to cut a long story, Martha, that's the cousin, her son's been out of work for 6 months, hasn't got himself a job, so sits around all day soaking up daytime telly like a sponge. She thinks he's turning into a vegetable.
What sort?
What do you mean, what sort?
Just a joke.
Anyway, Martha's got to talking to the wife, and Joan, you know what she's like. She always thinks I'm doing favors for the Chinese, just because I'm Chinese, and her family's not. And, you know, I wouldn't mind, but the only time I ever see other Chinese is when I go to their restaurants for something to eat, apart from you. But you don't count, because... So, the long and the short of it is, Joan agreed to get Martha's son, Harold.
Harold?
I know. All right for Saxon Kings and Harold Wilson. But anyway...
He didn't.
So anyway...
But you wouldn't.
I told Joan I'd give him a trial. Just a month. I said I'd put him on deliveries and see how he does. I know he's going to make a mess of it because he's like that.
What?
Look, he's not up to anything else. The only utilizable skill he's got is he can drive a car.
But he's never driven a van, has he?
Yeah, but neither had you till you started this job. Look, I'm sorry.
I can't believe you're doing this.
I'll give you 2 weeks redundancy starting today and your week's wages. Now, fair's fair. Look, I'll never hear the last of it from Joan if I don't give him a chance. Anyway, I can't get him making up bouquets. He's like you. He doesn't know his Sweet William from his Lily of the Valley.
Dianthus barbatus and Convallaria Magellis.
You what?
Sweet William and Lily of the Valley.
Very good, Plato.
Plato was Greek.
Yeah, well, all he can do is drive a van, and you can't both drive the same van at the same time, so... Look, do me a favor as a mate. Deliveries are backing up. Will you go on and start? We'll talk about this later, all right? All right?
Yes. No.
Thanks. You're a star.
I can't believe you've just taken my job away from me.
I thought I'd tell you sooner rather than later.
Well, how much later are we going to leave this?
Tommy, will you...
All right.
All right. And, happy Valentine's, mate.
I don't friggin' believe it.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what come over you. You found someone.
Believe it. How could he? All right, all right. Where's that A to Z? Just my luck.
Okay, so the Valentine's Day Loveathon continues right here. Don't you dare go away. We've got loads of emails from you on our Love Is theme. Here's one from Rick of Rick's Pies and Pasties. Is someone having me on here? Anyway, according to Rick, love is licking melted chocolate from his girlfriend Sally's belly button. Well,
get lost.
You on. More love is later. Right now, we've got our competition. The prize is a romantic meal for two to give away to the person who can answer this question. Cupid, with his arrows, is the well-known Roman god of love. But who was his Greek counterpart?
Eros.
And we've got Michelle on the line. Hello, Michelle.
Hiya.
So, have you got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Damon.
What's his favourite position?
You are.
Hands and bloody hillside road.
No, anywhere with
Just kidding. Do you forgive me?
Sir? No, don't.
Sir,
dickhead.
What's your answer, Michelle?
Hear us.
Don't you mean Hermes, love?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, love. Anyway, before you go, have you got a...
Morning, AJ's parquets and vinyls.
Shall I compare these to a summer's day?
God.
So what about lunch?
No.
I'll buy.
With what?
Well, I thought we could get a sandwich from Art's Desire in Hardman Street. You know, they do a good smoked salmon and brie. I know you like your smoked salmon. You know, they can always take out the brie.
Tommy, this isn't a good time.
Why not? I was thinking later. What about 12:30?
I can't talk now, I'm busy. Tommy, don't you ever listen to what I say.
I do. I'm all ears anyway. I even had a shower, washed me hair, shaved.
And?
So what's the matter this time?
You know.
No, I don't. Tell me.
No.
Well, don't you think it's something we can talk about?
I'm sick to death of talking.
Let's make love instead.
Tommy, please leave me alone. Look, I've got to run.
Call me. Oh, sorry. Julie?
Tommy, where are you?
Paul!
Look, mate, Mr. Rimmer's been on. His wife's still not had her roses.
I'm on my way.
But you left over an hour ago. You could have gone to Chester and back.
I'll be there in 2 minutes, so I couldn't find it.
It's round the corner from the church.
Well, I know now, yeah, I'm onto it. By the way, this Harold, is he conversant with map reading?
What?
Well, you can't have someone who can't map read, can you?
Tommy? Please just do them as fast as you can.
I think you need to give it serious consideration.
I'll see you later.
That's a nice card. Bit last minute though, isn't it? Shouldn't you have had that this morning? 185, please. Okay, 15 change. Thanks, bye. Can I help you? Ooh, are those for me?
Are you Laura Jones?
Oh, they're lovely. Where's the little card?
The what?
The little message card, so I can know who sent it me.
Oh, I'll be back in a minute. Right. Jones. Matthews. What's this? Man from Anfield Car Security and Alarms. He say yes. What the... Zermatt... Campbell. You're a star. Oh, this'll have to do.
They're so lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks. They are, aren't they?
What? Yeah.
I want you to bear my children.
All right. See you.
Hiya. Oh, darling, I am so glad you've changed your mind. What? But the flowers? Well, that's what the card said. It did.
Good morning, can I help you?
Are you Diane Campbell?
Yes.
Here you are. See ya.
Oh, wait a minute, these aren't for me.
Of course they are.
I'm allergic to freezers, George knows that. He wouldn't have ordered these. Will you please take them back?
They're yours.
They're not.
Look, I'm sorry, but you've got them now, so I can't take them even if I wanted to. And even if they weren't yours, which they are, company rules.
Where do you think you're going?
I've got to run.
Don't you dare. Leave. Me with these.
Okay, what's next? McGivern, Prendergrass, Story, O'Hara, Norman, Drysdale, Fields. I don't know which one's which. Hello.
Where the hell are you?
Let's see. I'm on my way to Park Road to do the delivery for Hillcote.
Hillcote? You should have done Hillcote an hour and a half ago.
Look, there's been a lot of traffic.
Tommy, Just get back here after Hillcote, all
right? No, look, I've got it sorted.
I've had a call from Campbell. The order wasn't for freesias, it was for lilies. Get back here now. We'll split the deliveries. I'll do all the ones from, Mitchell onwards.
You what?
Mitchell.
What's the address?
AJ Park A.
Well, that's Julie. What are you doing taking orders for her?
Look, will you just get back here with the van?
Later.
Tommy!
Mitchell. George, bloody Michael, I knew it. Oh, straight to heart.
Hey, lad.
What?
How much are those roses?
Have them.
You what?
They're on me. Happy Valentine's Day, Grandad.
Oh, it's not very much. You're a real young gentleman. Wish you were more like you.
Okay, which famous Hollywood actor starred in his own film production of Othello? And we've got Darren from Skem.
Orson bloody Wells.
All right, Darren.
Yeah, Sam.
Do you have a girlfriend, Darren?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
So what's her name, then?
It's Tracy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I believe you. Thousands wouldn't. So, a chance to win a romantic meal for you and Trace. What's your answer, Darren?
Leonardo?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Darren. It's not. Better luck next time, mate.
Idiot. Julie?
I thought you was going to ring me back.
Aunt Mabel?
Who do you think it was? The Queen?
Ha, ha, ha. Look, I've got deliveries. I'm really behind.
Tommy.
What?
Are you eating rice?
What's that got to do with anything?
When was the last time you had soup? Good, honest Chinese soup, you know, like watercress with ginger and chicken stock and bitter almonds and dates.
I'm doing fine. I don't need none of that Chinese stuff.
The last time I saw you, you looked like you'd been on stale bread and Mersey water for months. I'd seen better fed refugees on the telly.
Look, I'm all right. I'm on top of the world.
Oh, yeah? And my name's Susie Wong. I don't think you're happy.
I'm bloody ecstatic.
There are people that care about you, you know, although you don't seem to know it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like your mum and dad?
I don't want to talk about them.
It's that Alice, isn't it?
Julie.
How are you getting on?
Sound as a pound.
Are you still taking those karate lessons?
Sort of. You know, I stopped them a while ago.
And I thought you were going to be Merseyside's answer to Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lee.
Oh, our own little Tommy Lee, eh? Standing up to the bad guys, defending the downtrodden of this world.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just want you to be happy. Us Liverpool Woos have got to stick together. There's not many of us left. Look at your brother Frank. He's emigrated across the water.
He's only living on the Wirral.
I rest my case. He may as well be in France. It's a different country over there.
It's only the other side of the Mersey.
You can doubt all you like, but I'm telling you, they have funny customs over there. Morris dancing's their national sport.
I've really got to go, Auntie Mabel.
All right. But you take care. And I mean it.
Excuse me, sir.
Sir!
What?
Where are you going?
I'm just delivering some flowers. It's Valentine's Day. You know, special delivery.
Yeah, I'll take them, sir.
No, it's a special delivery. I've got to do it. It's supposed to be a surprise. Look here, have these flowers. Give them to your girlfriend.
Hey, I haven't got a girlfriend.
Tommy, what are you doing here?
Just doing my job. You?
Well, I'm going for lunch.
Doors closing. Going down.
The big bouquet's from me, and you got a single rose as well.
If you think pulling someone else's flowers out the back of your van and pretending that they're for me is going to change anything, then you're mistaken. I'm not changing my mind.
8th floor. Doors opening.
These are for you.
We'll take them away.
Who is he, then?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Doors closing. Going down.
Is it your boss? Mr. Young Businessman of the Year? Mr. AJ Parquet in vinyls himself with his big fat bank account? So what's he got that I haven't got, eh?
Tommy!
How does it go, eh? He compliments you on your work as an efficient secretary and you admire him as a clever bloke with nous. Then one day you both work late and end up shagging each other out of mutual respect.
4th floor. Doors opening.
How dare you?
Not him. What about Mr. Muscles, Danny? Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are pipes.
Doors closing. Going down.
Well, you used to go out with your feet and your legs in the big air. Did he ring you and say, Claire and me have just split up, I don't know what to do, can you meet me just for 10 minutes?
And you do. And he pours his heart out. And you think this is one sensitive hunk. Then he cries on his shoulder. And you think this bodybuilder's really getting into his feminine side. And before you know it, his hands are on your tits and your tongue down your throat. And you enter a round of furtive lunchtime meetings that always end up with a shag in some dusty hotel. Is it him? Ow! What was that for?
Ground floor.
How long have you been shagging him, then?
Just get away from me.
Not until you tell me the truth. Where are you going?
Just go away, Tommy. Get out of my life.
Oi! Oi! Come back here, you little Chinese dick. Up yours.
Oh, where is he?
Yeah.
Where the bloody hell are you? You should be back here by now.
I'm going into the tunnel.
If you don't get back here in half an hour, that's it. You're fired.
You can't fire me. You've already done it.
What? What the bloody hell's he doing? He hasn't got any deliveries across the water.
Tommy.
Frank.
So, you all right?
Yeah. You?
Can't complain. So, what brings you over here?
The van.
Uh-huh. Do you want a cuppa? Hey, it's no trouble, the kettle's on.
No.
Go on.
Look, I'm... all right.
How's Carol?
She's all right, you know. The same. She started a part-time job now, the kids are at school.
Sound? How are the kids?
Growing up. They still ask after you sometimes.
Did he?
When's Uncle Tommy coming?
How old is he now, 6 or 7?
Dominique's 7 and Monica's 6.
Jeez, has it been that long?
3 years.
Yeah, well.
How you been keeping?
Sound? How's business?
Doing all right. We've taken on a couple extra fellas. We're having an extension built on the house. Give us a couple extra rooms. You?
Nothing much. I've been working for this firm of botanical retailers. Transport management.
Oh, aye. Your chassis bent.
It's been a big day at work. You know, heavy. Getting all the deliveries sorted for Valentine's.
So it's a florist, then?
Yeah. No, that's just a sideline for them.
You're offside, don't need to.
It's quite a responsible position, in fact.
And your bonnet, you'll need a new one.
My boss really relies on me. He's sound. We get on really well. Always talking on the phone and that, you know.
You'll need new lights. How's Alice?
Julie, actually.
What happened to Alice?
She emigrated to Australia.
Oh. So, how's Julie?
Well, you know, we're thinking of settling down.
Oh, great.
She wants kids, you know. I've been looking into getting a mortgage in
there. Well, don't go for an endowment, whatever you do, mate. You're paying a lot of money up front and the returns aren't guaranteed. It's a bloody con.
That's just bloody typical of you, isn't it, Frank? I don't see you in 3 frigging years and all you do is just insult and criticise.
Hang on.
You've always just... putting me down. Well, very funny. Ha ha, let's all have a laugh at Tommy. It's always the same.
You got a chip the size of a tree on you, mate.
Shut up.
No, you shut up. Where the hell have you been for the last 3 years?
Shut up, just shut up.
Oh, poor little Tommy. Everybody's done you wrong, haven't they? You couldn't even get it together to come and say goodbye to Mum and Dad when they went back to Hong Kong. When was the last time you called them?
Why should I?
They're our bloody parents, mate. They brought us up.
Well, the man brought you up. I never saw them. I'd come home from school and the rice cooker would be on and there'd be some soup in the pot and some steamed chicken. I'd get on and do some homework and I'd watch some telly or read a book. I used to read book after book. I'd be like that every day. You were off doing whatever you were doing. I just thought when they retired they'd be around. I thought, all right, they're retired now, so they'll have time to be like parents. And they bugger off to Hong Kong.
I never saw much of them either.
How's that?
Look, do you see this scar on me yet?
Yeah.
Well, I was about 5 years old, right? So I was in the restaurant upstairs, mucking about because they were too busy to look in and keep an eye on me. And I fell over and burnt all my head on this electric fire. I was all alone and I was crying for days after, and I wanted Mum to stay with me at night time sometimes, and she wanted to too, but she couldn't because it was short-staffed at the restaurant. What could she do, eh?
Well, at least your hair's grown back.
Do you want another cuppa?
No, I'd best be off. I've got deliveries.
All right. Bring the van back and I'll fix it for you. No charge.
It's hard, Frank. Here. Give these to Carol. I brought them specially. They're fresh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Keep in touch, yeah?
Yeah. Right. What am I doing?
Excuse me, mate. You got the time?
No. But you want some flowers? Go on.
Well, can I have those ones instead?
You what?
Can I have those?
Yeah, all right. All the bloody same anyway, flowers. Promise so much. Let you down.
I'm gonna take these ones here for me, ma'am.
Go ahead.
And that was the Righteous Brothers there for all you poor unfortunates who've got no one to snuggle up to tonight. Ah, you never know. Fate may smile on you yet.
No chance.
Maybe not tonight, not tomorrow, but...
Get lost.
Okay, here's a final, final Love Is, and it's from Denise of Bromborough. Love Is, licking the sweat from beneath boyfriend Ken's toes after he's been out on a 10-mile run. Ugh. Well, whatever turns you on. We've still got this fantastic candlelit meal for two to give away. Ring us right now if you know the answer to this question. Who said, and in what movie, who said,
of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she has to walk in a mine.
Something Bogart, Casablanca.
Here's a number. It's 449-0191. That's 449-0191. And we've got a call. How about that? Hello, who's that?
Tommy.
So, where are you calling from, Tommy?
The Mersey.
So, what, are you in the Mersey?
Yeah. No, I'm just sitting here looking at the water.
Brill. So, have you got a girlfriend, Tommy?
No.
Now, that is sad, isn't it? So, what are you doing, sitting by the water?
Well, nothing really, I was just thinking of...
Okay, talking. Fantastic. So, have you got an answer for us?
Yeah.
And for that candlelit meal for two...
Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca, 1942.
Spot on.
Directed by Michael Curtis, written by Howard Koch and the Epstein brothers.
Okay, right, that's a romantic meal for two at Fettuccini's. Is that superb or what? And to play us out, here's George and Michael.
Oh, no!
What the bloody hell have you been doing to me, Van?
I had a couple of accidents.
You what?
Well, I know the van isn't, but
Everything else is sound, you know?
Where are the flowers?
They've gone.
What do you mean, gone?
I can't really explain it. They've just gone.
Do you know how much business you've lost me? Do you?
No.
In all of my 20 years of running this business, today has been the worst day ever. Do you know how much money I've had to refund back? Do you even care?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
The wife said taking you on would be trouble. I'm deducting it from your wages.
Deducting what? It was an accident.
And what about all the deliveries?
Well, you know,
You really let me down.
It's not been my day.
Well, it bloody well hasn't been mine. I did my best. I told you the score. I can't do any more for you. Your mum and dad asked me to give you this job. I bet you didn't know, did you? They could have fixed you up with a catering job. But that would have been beneath you. You aspired to better things, didn't you? You got to university, then you jacked it in.
It's Julie. Look, this morning, it was all...
I don't care. I'm not your mum and dad. I'm not even related to you. And I don't have to tell you this, but as a mate, just sort your life out, will you?
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Is your young lady with you?
No.
Would you like a drink at the bar?
No.
Are you sure?
No, really.
We have a special Valentine's cup.
Look, I just want to eat, all right?
If that's what you want.
Will you please just show me to my table?
Certainly.
Julie.
Tommy, what are you doing here?
I'll sit here.
But you're too...
This'll do.
I got the last parking space. Me or a Beamer, I just slipped in. Hi, I'm Jerry. I work with Julie.
Hi, I'm Tommy. I live with her.
No, you don't.
This is Mr. Redrose himself, is it?
Yeah.
What is it? I am in the worst nightmare in my entire life. This is worse than that skiing holiday dream where I get eaten by sharks and then end up in bed with Margaret Thatcher.
Tommy, I'm sorry.
What do you do?
Computers. Our hardware, actually.
I bet you're a graduate, right?
Yeah, why?
Figures. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Cradle snatcher.
How old are you?
25. So how much do you want, eh? 25K? More than me, I'll bet. Well, Julie knows, don't you, Julie? Does he earn more than me?
Tommy, what are you doing?
So that's what it's about, is it? Piece of paper saying he's clever and I'm not, that's right.
Grow up.
So how about it then? You and me, one on one.
What?
That's better. You and me, now, here, this minute, you ask me a question, I'll answer, then I'll ask you a question, so on and so forth. Best out of three. What do you say?
I beg your pardon.
Best out of three. Losers is a dick. Winners of brain box, what do you say? Best out of three, right now, here, just you and me. No encyclopedias, no AIDS, no CD-ROMs, just you and me. Come on.
Tommy.
You're joking, right?
Jerry.
What's the matter? You're chicken.
You can't do this. You can't win me. I'm not going to stand for it, Jerry. Can we go?
It's all right. I was on University Challenge. So what? I can ask anything.
Anything.
And if I win, you'll leave us alone to have dinner.
Yeah.
Are you ready to order now?
Could you help us out here? We need an objective referee.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand.
My friend here has interrupted our evening meal. He'll agree to go away, but only if we agree to go ahead with this absurd general knowledge competition.
Oh, romantic. A duel for the ladies' hands. Hang on a minute.
I don't believe this.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have your attention, please? We've a special Valentine's request. These two young gentlemen are sparring for the hand of this beautiful lady. Would you like to step up here, both of you? Give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, love.
Right. First question. Which novel by Milan Kundera was adapted into a film starring Daniel Day-Lewis, Juliette Binoche and Lena Olin?
The Tin Drum.
Nope.
Sorry, love. Your turn.
Right. What form of currency stabilisation device was used in Europe between the first and second...
The gold standard.
Yeah.
That's 1-0.
Second question. What was the name of the Scotsman who married the daughter of Thomas Hardy's, the mayor of Casterbridge?
Duncan?
No, Farfrae.
This is ridiculous.
Still 1-0, the gentleman on my left.
Right, smarty pants. Name the US president who took on the Standard Oil Company in the first major case to test US antitrust legislation.
Do you know the answer, love?
Was it Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
Oh, that's two now. I thought you said you knew what you were doing.
Relax, I'm just humouring him.
Last one for you. Ready?
Well, yeah, why not?
Which of the following Spanish films is the odd one out and why? High Heels, Women on the Edge of a Nervous Breakdown, and Ham On, Ham On.
Ham On, Ham On. It was the only film not to feature Victoria Abril.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Ham On, Ham On is the odd one out because it's the one film not directed by Pedro Almodovar. It was directed instead by Bigas Luna.
The score is still 2-0. And for the last question...
I've had enough of this. Tommy, I think you should leave.
That's not fair.
What's fair is that we're finished and we have been for ages.
Is that right? So did you forget to tell me? Why did I have to wait till I trip over you in some swanky restaurant on Valentine's night? Being wined and dined by Mr. Red Rose Fluffbrain here.
Hey, it's a bit low.
I've been trying to tell you, Tommy, but you haven't been listening. You can't be 18 forever. Look at you, look at what you do. You drive around delivering flowers. Is that what you want to do for the rest of your life?
No.
Well, I've known you for, what, 3 years, and this is just the latest in a long line of dead-end jobs you've done in as many years.
Well, I'm not doing it anymore. I've got the sack.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. No one's died. I'll most probably be doing some other dead-end job a week from now.
I can't be with you any longer, Tommy. You're a dreamer, and you're never going to grow up.
I will.
You're just saying that.
Anyway, what's wrong with being a dreamer?
There's nothing wrong with having dreams, but you can't live your life as if you're in one. What's the use in knowing that Philip Roth directed The Unbearable Lightness of Being when you can't take responsibility for your life? All I've ever wanted was for us to lead some sort of normal life, to get married. It doesn't have to be right now, just sometime.
It's Kaufman, Philip Kaufman. Philip Roth's a writer, the one who married Claire Bloom. Jeez, we've been together this long and you still can't get something like that right.
I'm not going to stand here and take these insults from you. I was there, right, when you dropped out of uni because law wasn't right for you, because you were only doing it to please your mum and dad, when you couldn't get a job for months on end, and then you had one and you lost it and you had another, and I tried to encourage you to get a better job. And you got interviews, but you never went to any of them, did you? You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I'm not as clever as you, Tommy. But it doesn't take Miss Marple to work that one out.
Come home with me.
No.
Please.
Let's go, Jerry.
Julie, wait.
Take your dirty hands off her, scum.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave now, Cher.
Oi, put me down. Get off me.
Come on, get off me.
Soft, lad.
I paid. I paid for my dinner.
Get out, pal. Come on,
Alex. Get out.
No.
Ow.
Ow.
And don't come back.
That's when I realise that life is less John Donne than The Simpsons, if you get my meaning. As I walked away from the restaurant that night, physically battered, emotionally bruised under a sharp, black, clear February sky, I just thought, well, you know, maybe life was never meant to be a bunch of roses. Well, not my life, anyway.
Extra chilies, sweet sour king prawn, and halfy roast pork fried rice, and a chicken chow mein with extra sprouts. £10.50. £10.50 change. Your chow mein and rice will be a couple of minutes, mate.
Happy Valentine's, Mrs. Wu.
Good night, love.
Got some new open, have you?
You want to watch it? That's my nephew Tommy. He's a karate expert.
Right.
Blue belt.
Yeah.
Hey.
About that, Julie, it's not so bad. You and I were never going to make it.
What do you mean?
It was fated. You know that first date you had?
Mm.
I looked it up on the calendar. An inauspicious day for new relationships and anything to do with electricity.
So why didn't you tell me?
Well, they don't always get it right. And anyway, she's not your type.
You're just saying that.
I am. But it's good to have you here.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste and remember what peace there may be in silence. Speak your truth quietly and clearly and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story.
Is that that gay bloke from Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Orton? No, Desiderata.
Is he an American then?
Well, it comes from America. It's St. Paul's Church, Baltimore, 1692.
What are you going to do about getting a job?
I don't know.
Well, you know, you've got work here as long as you want it.
Thanks.
And it's not because we're family. It's because I'm desperate.
Yeah, right.
But we are still your family, you know. Your mum and dad, and me and your Uncle Ronnie. And Frank.
You know, it's daft. As I was coming over here, I actually thought maybe I should go back to university.
And do what?
But what I'd really like to do is a doctorate on the semiotic significance of Bruce Lee as a cross-cultural icon for young males between the ages of 13 and 25.
Oh, aye.
But I might do applied film studies instead.
Does that mean you'd learn something useful instead of watching films all day?
Well, maybe.
Where?
Hi, Mum, it's me.
Ma, hey, Tommy, yeah. Hey, Dima, I'm going to see you, ma. Papa, hey, Dima.
In Say It With Flowers by Kevin Wong, Tommy was played by Benedict Wong, and Paul the Florist by Bert Kwok. Julie was played by Suki Smith. Frank and the radio presenter by Daniel York. Aunt Mabel by Kate Fitzgerald. And Jerry by Vincenzo Pellegrino. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play was directed by Francis Ann Solomon.